بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وقال الذين لا يرجون لقاءنا لولا أنزل علينا الملائكة أو نرى ربنا لقد استكبروا في أنفسهم وعتوا عتوا كبيرا.
Verse number 21. The disbelievers who do not expect to meet me and who do not fear my punishment said, Why does not Allah send down the angels to us so they can tell us about the truth of Muhammad? Or why can we not see our Lord with our own eyes so he can tell us about that? They are too proud within themselves, and this prevented them from having faith, and they have gone beyond the limit of disbelief and transgression by this statement of theirs.
يوم يرون الملائكة لا بشرى يومئذ للمجرمين ويقولون حجرا محجورا.
Verse number 22. On the day when these people will see the angels at the time of their death, in the transitory stage, when they are resurrected, when they are driven to give account when they are entered into the fire, there will be no good news for them on those occasions, unlike the believers. And the angels will say to them, Unlawful and forbidden for you is the good news from Allah.
وَقَدِمْنَا إِلَى مَا عَمِلُوا مِنْ عَمَلٍ فَجَعَلْنَاهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا.
Verse number 23. I shall turn to the good deeds the disbelievers did in the world, and due to their invalidity and lack of benefit because of their disbelief, I will scatter them like the particles of dust a person sees in the window.
أصحاب الجنة يومئذ خير مستقرا وأحسن مقيلا.
Verse number 24. The believers, the people of paradise, on that day will have a better position and place of rest and sleep than these disbelievers. That is because of their faith in Allah and their righteous deeds.
ويوم تشقق السماء بالغمام ونزل الملائكة تنزيلا.
Verse number 25. Mention, O Messenger, the day when the sky will split apart to reveal thin white clouds, and the angels will be sent down to the plains of the gathering in abundance due to their large number.
الملك يومئذ الحق للرحمن وكان يوما على الكافرين عسيرا.
Verse number 26. Kingdom, which is the true and established kingdom, on the day of judgment will be for the merciful, may he be glorified. That day will be difficult for the disbelievers, as opposed to the believers for whom it will be easy.
ويوم يعض الظالم على يديه يقول يا ليتني اتخذت مع الرسول سبيلا.
Verse number 27. Mention, O Messenger, the day the evildoer, on account of leaving out following the Messenger, peace be upon him, will bite his own hand out of regret and say, If only I had followed the Messenger and what he brought from his Lord, and I had taken a path with him to salvation.
يا ويلتى ليتني لم أتخذ فلانا خليلا.
Verse number 28. He will also say, due to extreme grief, cursing himself, Alas for me! If only I had taken so and so disbeliever as a friend.
لقد أضلني عن الذكر بعد إذ جاءني. وكان الشيطان للإنسان خذولا.
Verse number 29. This disbelieving friend led me away from the Quran after it reached me through the messenger. Satan has always been one who betrays men often. When some difficulty comes on him, he renounces him.
وَقَالَ الرَّسُولُ يَا رَبِّ إِنَّ قَوْمِ اتَّخَذُوا هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ مَهْجُورًا.
Verse number 30. The messenger will say on that day, complaining about the condition of his people, O my Lord, my people, to whom you sent me, left this Qur'an and ignored it.
وَكَذَٰلِكَ جَعَلْنَا لِكُلِّ نَبِيٍّ عَدُوًّا مِّنَ الْمُجْرِمِينَ وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ هَادِيًا وَنَصِيرًا.
Verse number 31. Similar to the harm and preventing others from your path that you, O messenger, encountered from your people, I had assigned to every prophet before you an enemy from among the evildoers of his people. Your Lord is a sufficient guide who guides to the truth, and he is a sufficient helper who will help you against your enemy.
وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنُ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرَتَّلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا.
Verse number 32. Those who disbelieved in Allah said, why was the Qur'an not sent down to him all at once, instead of in bits and pieces? I sent the Qur'an bit by bit to strengthen your heart, O Messenger, by its revelation time after time. I revealed it bit by bit to you to make it easy for you to understand and memorize it. Beneficial points. 1. Arrogance is a barrier from guidance to the truth. 2. Disbelief prevents the acceptance of righteous deeds. 3. Disbelief will be the cause of great regret on the day of judgment. 4. The danger of evil friends. 5. The harm of abandoning the Qur'an. 6. The enmity of the people of falsehood for the people of truth is ongoing. 7. One of the wisdoms behind revealing the Qur'an gradually is to reassure the Prophet, peace be upon him, and to facilitate his understanding, memorization, and practice. 8. Refutation of the doubts raised by the disbelievers with regard to the gradual revelation of the Qur'an.
وَلَا يَأْتُونَكَ بِمَثَلٍ إِلَّا جِئْنَاكَ بِالْحَقِّ وَأَحْسَنَ تَفْسِيرًا.
Verse number 33. The idolaters do not bring to you, O Messenger, any point that they propose except that I bring to you the true and firm response to it, and I bring to you something that is better explained.
الذين يحشرون على وجوههم إلى جهنم أولئك شر مكانا وأضل سبيلا.
Verse number 34. Those who will be driven on the day of judgment, being dragged on their faces to hell, such people are in the worst place because their place will be hell, and they are on the worst path because their path is the path of disbelief and deviation.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلْنَا مَعَهُ أَخَاهُ هَارُونَ وَزِيرًا.
Verse number 35. I gave Musa the Torah and appointed his brother, Harun, as a messenger to help him.
فَقُلْنَا اذْهَبَا إِلَى الْقَوْمِ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا فَدَمَّرْنَاهُمْ تَدْمِيرًا.
Verse number 36. So I said to them, go, both of you, to Fir'aun and his people, who denied my signs. So they fulfilled our instruction and went to them and invited them to Allah's oneness, but they denied them, and I then destroyed them completely on account of their denial.
وقوم نوح لما كذبوا الرسل أغرقناهم وجعلناهم للناس آية وأعتدنا للظالمين عذابا أليما.
Verse number 37. The people of Nuh, too, when they rejected the messengers by rejecting Nuh, peace be upon him, I destroyed them by drowning them in the ocean, and I made their destruction a sign of my power to eliminate the wrongdoers. I have prepared a painful punishment on the day of judgment for the wrongdoers.
وعادا وثمود وأصحاب الرس وقرونا بين ذلك كثيرا.
Verse number 38. I also destroyed the Ad, the people of Hud, and the Thamud, the people of Saleh. I destroyed the people of the well, and I destroyed many communities between these three.
وَكُلًّا ضَرَبْنَا لَهُ الْأَمْثَالَ وَكُلًّا تَبَّرْنَا تَتْبِيرًا.
Verse number 39. To each of these who were destroyed, I had described the destruction of the previous communities and the reasons for it, so that they take heed, and each of them I completely destroyed because of their disbelief and stubbornness.
وَلَقَدْ أَتَوْا عَلَى الْقَرْيَةِ الَّتِي أُمْطِرَتْ مَطَرَ السَّوْءِ أَفَلَمْ يَكُونُوا يَرَوْنَهَا بَلْ كَانُوا لَا يَرْجُونَ نُشُورًا.
Verse number 40. These rejectors from your people, in their travel to the Levant, have come by the town of people of Lut, in which stones had rained down as a punishment for their immoral behavior, so that they may take heed. Were they blind to this town, and did they not see it? No. Instead, they do not expect to be raised from the dead and taken to account thereafter.
وَإِذَا رَأَوْكَ إِنْ يَتَّخِذُونَكَ إِلَّا هُزُوًا أَهَذَا الَّذِي بَعَثَ اللَّهُ رَسُولًا.
Verse number 41. Whenever these rejectors meet you, O Messenger, they ridicule you by saying mockingly and in denial, "Is this the one Allah has sent as a messenger to us?"
إن كاد ليضلنا عن آلهتنا لولا أن صبرنا عليها وسوف يعلمون حين يرون العذاب من أضل سبيلا.
Verse number 42. He almost led us astray from the worship of our Allahs. If we had not stood so firmly by their worship, he would have turned us away from it by his arguments and proofs. They will soon come to know, when they see the punishment in their graves, and on the day of judgment, who is the furthest from the path, is it them or he, and they will come to know which of them is astray.
أرأيت من اتخذ إلهه هواه أفأنت تكون عليه وكيلا.
Verse number 43. Have you seen, O Messenger, the person who made his desire a Allah and followed it? Will you be a guardian over him to bring him back to faith and prevent him from disbelief? Beneficial points. 1. Rejection of Allah and denial of his signs is a cause for communities to be destroyed. 2. The lack of faith in resurrection is the cause for not taking heed. 3. Mocking the people of truth is the trait of the disbelievers. 4. The danger of following one's desires.